Hello, I am Paige Estrotori on behalf of Financial Services Online, your go-to source for insurance, finance, superannuation, and money management guidance. Today, Sunday, March 9th, 2025, we bring you a daily wrap-up of significant financial services events around Australia. First, we head to Sydney, where on the 6th of March, Deputy Governor Andrew Houser stood firm on the Reserve Bank of Australia's recent and divisive decision to slash the cash rate down to 4.10%. Addressing a business summit, Houser emphasized that the move was a considered response to potential risks and not an attempt to undermine forecasts predicting an uptick in inflation. He shared that RBA's main focus is to monitor economic trends meticulously, steering monetary policy towards striking a balance between promoting growth and reining in inflation. Getting down to some digital revolution in financial advice, on the same day, UniSuper, the country's fourth largest super fund, rolled out its digital advice platform. Crafting a solution in partnership with Ignition Advice, UniSuper targets what they're calling the missing middle in their membership base. Members can now enjoy personalized advice on superannuation, insurance, and retirement strategies via the Member Online Portal or UniSuper app. Within a broader industry trend, this move critically improves access to financial guidance across the land. Over in the insurance sector, the proposal by opposition leader Peter Dutton to dismantle mightily engines of insurance corporations to potentially drive down premiums has come under fire. Critics argue that the true drive behind high premiums lies in inadequate disaster preparedness measures and profits derived more from banking than insurance. The industry experts are suggesting remedies focused on improving taxes and implementing comprehensive disaster readiness measures, rather than pursuing a divestment strategy. Finally, platform providers are welcoming alternative assets with open arms. Responding to increasing demand from high net worth clients, entities like NetWealth, BT Panorama, Premium, and Hub24 are boosting their alternative asset offerings along with educational resources, breaking new ground in a market competing fiercely for differentiation. Stay with us at Financial Services Online as we continue to unpack these stories and deliver on our promise of keeping you updated on the Australian financial services industry's latest. For more in-depth information and analysis, please visit our website at financialservicesonline.com.au. Until next time, I'm Paige Estrotori, and this wraps up today's news.